Welcome to Above the Clouds, the podcast on deep insights from the Bhagavata. After a long pause, I would like to return to this program and start today with unveiling a deep foundational principle for our spiritual advancement. It is this principle that pushes open the door and shows us our spiritual path very clearly. See, the problem today is that we live in a time that abounds with numerous distractions, and therefore people asked me, how can I find the peace and the time to sit down for an immersive spiritual practice? The answer is tapa. At the beginning of creation, Brahma, who was totally alone in the universe and wanted to create the planetary systems and everything on it, found himself in despair. He didn't know how he would accomplish this task. He sat down to meditate, and then out of the waters that surrounded him, this syllable came, tapa, and again, tapa. This means to do austerities or penance. Krishna told him later, I create this cosmos by such penance. I maintain it by the same energy, and I withdraw it all by the same energy. Therefore, the potential power is tapa or penance only. See, if you want to change the status quo of anything, some energy is required. Prabhupada says that even for material prosperity, name and fame, one has to undergo some sort of penance. Otherwise, no one can become an important figure who moves anything in this material world. For spiritual life, however, it is very important to know that there are two types of penance. One is the penance you do to become an influential figure in the world history. It's for your own selfish purposes. I know that Napoleon went to all his battles. He was in the front, and he survived cold and heat and all for what? To become the emperor. So there's a second type of penance. And Srila Prabhupada says, in spiritual life, one must be determined to return home, back to Godhead, and must decide to undergo all types of tribulations for that end. He wrote once to the newly initiated devotees in Vancouver, you have now got the golden opportunity of this human form of life, and it is not by accident that you have met your spiritual master. So if you are actually intelligent, you will take advantage of Krishna's blessings upon you and go back home, back to Godhead. So yes, my dear everyone, let us see what we can do to overcome that state of being stuck in the material world, of being bound by the chains of our attachments, of being absolute conforming to what is considered to be normal here. Let us see where is our chain, where is that which holds us back. And then let us see what can be done in order to break free and start with our natural spiritual life. In his instructions to all of us on devotional determination, he always, Prabhupada always said things like, "Now my request to all of you is that you very seriously and sincerely stick to the principles of devotional service and especially observe strictly the four rules and regulations. And without fail, always chant at least 16 rounds on your beads daily. In this way, you will be always happy." This is an instruction a spiritual teacher gives to his disciples who is in the Gaudiya Brahma Sampradaya, the particular lineage of devotees in the Krishna conscious movement. But this is a principle, this principle of austerity or penance for a higher end that helps us to break free from the things that condition us and bind us and hold us really back. That principle is a universal principle that pushes open the door for spiritual realization. So I request you, when you hear this, to look at the question, what determined action can I undertake in order to move forward with joy and happiness and come to my next level? Thank you very much and see you soon again.